we wanted to talk about. There's very little help from the internet except finding the verses that I wanted. So we'll see how this comes across. And I hope I get the point across that I want to share with you. I need to give a little background of what I've been up to lately. I am just now applying to all my nursing schools. So I just finished up all the prerequisites for my classes, and I've just finished up my certified nursing assistant program. So I'm getting my license here soon. I'm only telling you this because being in that program, I thought of this idea. And it was really a theme that we talked about and a concept that we talked about so much while I was in this program. And what the CNA does is my job as a CNA is to help out residents and patients in the hospital or in facilities that need help with activities of daily living. So brushing your teeth, helping you get ready for bed, getting out of bed, walking, eating meals, bathing, using the restroom, all sorts of stuff. Stuff you don't really think about, but sometimes you need help with as you get older. And so one of the main concepts that we talk about so heavily in this class is the idea of person-centered care. And what person-centered care is it's putting the resident or the patient at the center of all planning. So their care plan is built around them. The state board may have these laws and rules and everything that you must follow as a CNA, but as a resident, there are certain things you just can't do. So there's a care plan that's built around you. There's certain things that you may not want someone to do for you. You may not want a man to dress you or undress you. You may not be able to eat certain types of food. You may not be able to, because of your religion, do certain activities and so on and so forth. And so I started thinking about this for the past couple months of how God for us has a care plan for us. We all have different needs. We all have the Bible, and that is our guideline. We follow this Bible. But forever, I think about how when we teach each other based on our needs and what we need to be heard and what other people need to hear. And so when you think about person-centered care, it's not just whatever you want. You don't get to pick and choose things that you want. You need to think about what is needed, not what is wanted. And you don't get to have any provided information because you feel like you're entitled to it. There are certain things that you just are going to need as a resident or as a patient. It's going to be about considering your desires, your values, your family situation, social circumstances, and your lifestyle. So my goal tonight is going to be comparing that to the grace of God. And lucky for us, the theme tonight was Jesus' name. And you can't really talk about God's grace without thinking about Jesus. The best gift we've ever gotten because of God's grace. So if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We've been studying this in the morning, and we read about this, I think, last week in verses 8 and 9. And we're going to be coming to this verse in just a second. So being a CNA, I help out residents with walking quite often. And doing so, we have to use what is called a gait belt. I'm sure many of you know what that is. You put a belt around someone's waist so you have something to hold on to so you can stand them up and you can be behind them and walk with them. And you're going to be on their weak side if they had a stroke. You're going to be on their weak side if they just had surgery and so on and so forth. You're going to be there for them, but they're leading the way. So what you have to do is you just have to be there for them. So when we read in chapter 12 of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, in verse 8, we read, "Concerning this thing, I plead with the Lord three times that I might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." God's grace through Jesus is going to help us in our weakness. It's there for us, and it makes us stronger when we're weak, knowing that God is with us at all times. We're not perfect. We all have infirmities. We all have trials that we're going to go through. They're going to be different than each other's. And we're all going to have certain, I guess you could call them care plans in Christ, that are going to be different than others. We're going to need different lessons when we're learning and being taught. So when I start to think about something that I've been thinking about for the past 2 years, I always wonder, what about the people that are in oppressed nations, or people who don't hear about God, or the people that don't have someone to teach them? What about them? Who's going to help them? And what's so different for them? And so when I think about people in oppressed nations, I think about, I guess, mainly China. And we have family friends. Not family friends, we have family members that go over and teach in China. And when they go over there, they don't get to call certain things a baptism over mail or over text. They have to call them a celebration or a birthday. Someone had a birthday. Just so that the government doesn't know what's going on, but they get to celebrate with the churches back at home saying, "We had a birthday. Someone was born into Christ." And so I think about all those oppressed people and what's so different for them, and that's going to be God's grace. God knows that they're afflicted. God knows they have different trials. So that's going to be essentially what person-centered care is. They have person-centered care in Christ. They have a different way of learning things, and we have a different way of teaching things to them. So if we turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, I think this is the best verse for me to explain what I want to get across. And that's, as in verse 10 reads, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Through person-centered care, you're elevating those who are oppressed, and you're elevating them so that they get to share the grace of God. And it's such a beautiful thing that God, in His grace, gives us that opportunity to teach in a way that they will understand, in a way that they need to be taught. We need to understand that we don't get to pick and choose. I'm not saying that this is something where we get to choose that we want to do this certain aspect in the Bible. We don't want to do that. That's not in our care plan. We don't choose our care plan. That's where this differs from a hospital setting. God sets up our care plan and what we need. He knows what's needed in our lives. We understand that it is based upon our, oh, I just said that, it's based upon our needs and not our wants. And this is why faith is the biggest thing. It's because we have faith that God knows what we need. And we know that God's going to watch over us and be there for us. And He is graceful. He is merciful. And He gave us Jesus Christ. That's the perfect example of His grace. So let us think about these things. And this is really the conclusion of my lesson. Let's just think about the fact that God does take care of us. In the same way that we take care of each other, God's there. And He's always watching out for us. And in the same example of the gate belt, He's there helping us as we walk along if we're struggling. He's right there on our weak side. He helps us in our weakness and He makes us strong. So if you're struggling, just know God's there for you. If you're struggling and you want to feel someone there, let Him be known. Let it be known that you're struggling in a certain aspect. We just know that Wes recently was having issues. We're going to be there for him. As a family, we're going to watch out for each other and give each other the strength and guidance we need to take care of our faith in Jesus Christ and in God. We will now be standing and singing our song, which is Bringing Christ into Your Broken Life, which I think fits a perfect conclusion for the end of my service tonight. Thank you.